I got 2 points. 13 on the agenda, that's the advice for strengthening the decentralized participation. There's a very simple decision. Mm-hmm. Please continue. If I may summarize it in this very simple word. There's to be done some work on this topic, and it's good if we start to form some kind of committee. I don't know if a committee is still allowed in the in this region because of the many committees there.
Let's call it a working group.
A working group, okay, task force, and many other ways we can call it. But it's good to start with that put on a with the task to come up with a regulation or a possibility to have facilities and what is required. So. Yep.
Yep.
That's correct. So, how are you going to proceed?
Well, in a practical way, I think I would like to ask the University Council to propose members of the University Council that can take part in this working group. We will do the same thing from the university's organization perspective. And then I think it can be a joint decision to install this working group and to make sure that their assignment is clear. So that's another thing that we have to do. Formulate a specific assignment. And also address the priorities that you mentioned, but also priorities that we have as an executive board to make sure that the assignment is very clear for this working group.
From the internal meeting, I already indicated that I would be willing to take place in this working group. Mm-hmm. I think it's also wise if we look into the decentralized level and first have a member from the executive board, especially someone that's the we call this the business manager of the faculty.
That's the next one.
No.
The portfolio advisor.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yep. Managing director.
Managing director. Exactly. Would be a good one to put inside. Perhaps a few members from the faculty council, one or two members from the faculty council. But at the same time, he should not be too wide.
No.
Yeah.
And we shouldn't forget service departments.
Yes. Exactly. Yep. So I will look if I hear anybody else from the University Council want to participate in this, and otherwise we will have to appoint volunteers. Okay. Good. Yep. Okay.
May I ask something? It's not top of mind of students, but I would really appreciate the perspectives of students in this as well. They are a very important part of the decentralized participation body. So I would really. Would like to have student members in
here
as well. So
at least one student member of the university council, and at least one of the faculty council.
Yeah, maybe the OSA.
Yeah. Yes, because it's also about training facilities, so it's also both for personnel and student. Yeah, mm-hmm. Of course, also the.
I heard there was an initiative of the faculty boards. To offer the faculty councils altogether a kind of training this autumn. So things are starting up from that side as well.
Definitely.
Okay. Yep. So do we have anything more on this? There's a letter because the board asked our consent, so we hardly give our consent, and with that we start on this endeavor. Yep. Okay.
Thank you.
Requirement for a formal hands vote. If not, then we have done this. Then we get